local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
On a Tuesday. Good afternoon. I'm Joe Ford. This is News Radio 92.3. It's Joe and Austin with you here as we get you caught up in everything happening in your world today. We are so thrilled to have you with us here. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Very busy Tuesday, and not a whole lot of time here before our first check of the roads and weather this hour, so we'll get right into our top three stories of the day. We start with the Supreme Court allowing Texas now to enforce the new law giving local police the power to arrest anyone they believe is in the country illegally.
We are being invaded by land, by sea, by air. It's drones, it's boats going into Florida. They have been taking drugs and illegal immigrants to Florida for years. Of course, millions have come across the border under Joe Biden.
And that was Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick there. The high court yesterday allowed the law to proceed, then immediately blocked it after the White House sued, saying it tramples on the federal government's exclusive authority to oversee immigration issues. Well, today the court ruled that the law can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts. The top generals who oversaw the deadly withdrawal of Afghanistan say there was a lack of coordination and execution prep by the Biden White House in 2021.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that that decision came too late.
And one of those who testified today was the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. 13 American service members were killed in the terror attack at the Kabul airport back in 2021. Also today, negotiations from the White House saying that they are reaching, are still trying to reach a temporary ceasefire agreement in the war between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week to continue those talks. Austin, what's the situation on the roads?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see here. Not a ton going on. We do have an accident report if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Gulf Breeze, right in Gulf Breeze, actually. It is causing some minor backups currently. Nothing too severe outside of that immediate vicinity, but something that we should definitely keep an eye on. Also, speaking of Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we still have some very minor backups there. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, and checking in with Alan Strum.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s, some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday, beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Our top local headline today, the city of Pensacola says they're continuing the diligent process of fully restoring services while at the same time investigating the source of this past weekend's cyber attack. Mayor Reeve says it's too soon to say if there was a criminal element in play, though he did confirm that both Pensacola Police and FDLE are involved. He adds that the city's IT staff was fully prepared for it.
We have emergency response and protocol in place to handle these exact situations. What I could tell you is our IT team specifically has been training and on this very recently, as a matter of fact. It just so happened.
And as of now, the city is not saying whether any personal information was compromised, though Reeve says that as soon as they're able to, they will share those details with the public. Also today, the 14-year-old accused of fatally shooting a 15-year-old boy last week in Pensacola will be tried as an adult. The state attorney's office confirmed that Remington Crum's case has been moved to adult court, and he's facing a charge of second-degree murder. He's accused of killing 15-year-old DeMarco Banks at an apartment complex on North 9th Avenue last Thursday. Investigators also charged 19-year-old Romaria Union with accessory after the fact. And last Friday, Crum's mother talked to Channel 3, indicated that Crum's may have been a victim of bullying leading up to that incident. A troublesome home that was most recently the site of a murder in Escambia County is now torn down for good. following the deadly shooting on R Street last week. Channel 3 News spent time at the home and reported that over 60 arrests had been made at the address over the last 3 years.
We've been working with code enforcement. They've done a fantastic job of getting what they needed so that we can destroy this crap hole that has been destroying this entire neighborhood for years now.
And as it relates to the homicide investigation, Sheriff Chip Simmons says no charges have been filed yet. A person who was wanted for questioning, 32-year-old Chelsea Cicero, is now held in the Escambia County Jail on an unrelated charge. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines next on Pensacola Right Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Only a couple of spots of note in our last traffic update, and they have seemingly lessened a good deal. We are still having problems if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's right in front of Gulf Breeze Hospital. It's just minor congestion in that immediate vicinity. It doesn't stretch for very long at all, luckily. And we did still have some problems if you were traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, but that appears to not be much of a problem at all either. So outside of that, there shouldn't be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our forecast right now, it's very nice, 56 degrees, not a cloud in the sky.
It's clear, a beautiful day.
Yeah, clear tonight, 43, a bit warmer, closer to 70 tomorrow with sunshine, clear again overnight, back down to 49, and 70 again on Thursday. Next chance of rain Thursday night into Friday before clearing out on Saturday. So very nice weather pattern here this week. Taking a look at our state headlines today. Polls are open until 7. If you're a Republican and so inclined to cast a vote for Donald Trump, Florida is one of 5 states holding primaries today. Others include Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio.
And Florida Republicans are adding to their lead in voter registration numbers. The Florida Times Union reports that the GOP's more than 540,000 voter lead marks the biggest gap between the parties since Democrats dominated by more than 850,000 votes in 1988. Florida elections officials report the state has 5.2 million registered Republicans, nearly 4.4 million Democrats, and 3.9 million with no party affiliation.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is sounding the alarm again for spring breakers, saying that she's giving more resources to local police to combat deadly drug overdoses while more people are visiting the state.
We lead the nation for those who overdose while on vacation. And that is a stat that we want to change.
So law enforcement will receive Narcan and join the Helping Heroes program so they can easily restock at any Walmart. Moody says a lot of kids are getting drugs from the black market, which often sell fake pills laced with fentanyl.
And some Florida students are getting a chance to have their artwork blast off into space. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez announced yesterday the launch of the 2024 Florida Space Art Contest. Students in kindergarten through grade 5 can create a piece of art that could be included in an opening mission, or upcoming mission, rather. Other students can win 2 tickets to the Kennedy Space Center. You can get more details on that at floridaspaceart.com.
Also, let's see, that's it for state headlines. National news today. Nearly 1,000 Americans have asked the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence has plunged the nation into further chaos. People have been filling out crisis intake forms online as the U.S. tries to get people out on chartered flights. More than 30 Americans were evacuated on Sunday to Miami.
And it looks like a partial government shutdown has been averted. Congressional leaders struck a deal with the White House on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, which was a major sticking point in negotiations to pass 6 major spending bills by Friday night's deadline. The House and Senate will take the legislation up as soon as possible.
Today, House Republicans introduced a bill that would end federal funding for medical schools with DEI race-based mandates. Congressman Greg Murphy was a sponsor. He's from North Carolina and a combat surgeon in Iraq. And he says that the measure requires medical schools to uphold colorblind admission processes.
I come here today as a surgeon, someone who has devoted his entire life, both here as well as abroad, in taking care of patients of a large minority of individuals who do not look like me. Prescription pads and scalpels are now being weaponized.
The lawmakers claim diversity, equity, and inclusion practices have no place in medicine and, in their words, sacrifice the excellence and quality of medical education at the hands of prejudice and divisive ideology.
And former President Trump is suing ABC News and George Stephanopoulos for defamation. The lawsuit centers around Stephanopoulos' interview with Congresswoman Nancy Mace earlier this month. During the interview, Stephanopoulos said that Trump had been found liable for rape. Those were his words, but a New York jury found Trump liable for sexual abuse, not rape.
Okay. Also, a former police officer in Mississippi is being sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for his involvement in the torture and sexual assault of 2 black men. Former Rankin County Sheriff's Deputy Hunter Elward was one of 6 officers who were all white involved in the attack last year. Elward pleaded guilty to shooting one of the victims The other five officers also pleaded guilty and are scheduled to be sentenced this week. Federal prosecutors say some of the officers call themselves the Goon Squad because of their use of excessive force without reporting it.
And the FBI says crime rates in the U.S. continue to fall. New data for the 2023 fourth quarter shows reported violent crime fell 6% from the previous year. The number of murders dropped 13%, and reported property crime declined 4%.
A quick recap of today's top three stories ahead of the Fox News update. The big story of the day involves the Texas law allowing local police the power to arrest anybody they believe is in the country illegally. Today, the Supreme Court is saying it can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts. Also in Washington, a House hearing today featured top generals who oversaw the deadly withdrawal of Afghanistan. Those include the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. He, along with General Kenneth McKenzie, former Central Command commander, say there was a lack of coordination and execution done by the Biden White House in 2021. And negotiations to reach a temporary ceasefire in the war, Israel and Hamas, are continuing with Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week. Our top local headline involved the city of Pensacola continuing their investigation into the weekend cyber attack. Mayor D.C. Reeves at his weekly news conference today, not adding much, did say that F.D. Lee and Pensacola police are both involved in the investigation, also not confirming whether any personal information was impacted. Reeves saying it's too early in the investigation to be able to make that determination. A look at sports is coming up next, including what it could be the biggest day in the sports calendar tomorrow. I'll tell you why that is, why I should have taken tomorrow off too.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. The Biden administration disagrees with a Supreme Court ruling allowing a Texas immigration law to be enforced. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
A 6-3 divided court lifted a temporary stay of the law as lower courts consider a challenge from the Justice Department. The law makes illegally crossing the border a state crime, allowing police in Texas to arrest and detain migrants suspected of illegally crossing the border.
Former President Donald Trump has less than a week to pay the over $400 million bond in connection to his New York civil fraud case. Trump commenting after casting his vote in the Florida GOP primary today.
This was a rigged trial by a crooked judge and a crooked attorney general.
If Trump fails to post the bond, he will not be able to mount an appeal, and New York State Attorney General Letitia James can start seizing his assets. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, shares of department store chain Nordstrom got a bit of a boost today following reports that the company's namesake founding family is trying to take the company private. Reports say that Nordstrom has contacted Morgan Stanley and Centerview Partners to determine interest in the deal. Nordstrom had tried to go private 6 years ago, but the attempt was unsuccessful. Reports citing people familiar with the matter say that there's no certainty that a deal will be reached this time around. And grocery chain Trader Joe's says it's calling selected lots of its roasted and salted whole cashews due to salmonella concerns. The effective products have a SKU number of 37884 and were sold in 16 states, mainly in southern and western states. Now, the recall comes after the FDA says that it found salmonella during routine testing. So far, no illnesses have been reported. Consumers owning the products can return it to the store.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LL Flooring. LL Flooring, every step covered. Lions general manager Brad Holmes and head coach Dan Campbell both received contract extensions through 2027. Next up for an extension in Detroit is quarterback Jared Goff. Sure, Goff has limitations as he's a good QB and not a great one, but he is in the final year of his deal and has exceeded all expectations during his time with the Lions and deserves a new lucrative contract to stay in the Motor City. I'm Zach Gelb.
If you're a pro and flooring is your game, we'll help you win it. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors. You want decor?
Try.
You want plumbing?
You're out.
LL Flooring has been helping pros knock it out of the park for over 30 years. Visit one of our 400 nationwide warehouses for one-on-one service, extensive inventory, and exclusive pro pricing.
Oh,
get the pro treatment you deserve. Enroll today, online or in-store. LL Flooring, every step covered.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Call it right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Hasn't been much to report on this hour, luckily. We did have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards, actually right in front of Gulf Breeze Hospital. Still causing some minor backups, but nothing too severe at this time. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s. Some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday. Beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 6:37 here at News Radio 92.3. We got about 10 minutes left in the first half of the first of the first four games. It's at halftime. My mistake. I did not get the score quick enough.
Wagner is beating Howard 38-27,
all right,
which is not ideal. considering that I had Howard winning this game.
I'm telling you, man, this is why you got to wait for the first four. Because
I'm not going to shy away.
You do not get credit or points deducted for getting any of the first four games wrong. So why not take the freebies there?
I'm a purist, Joe. I have ethics.
You have standards, huh?
Yes, I do.
All right.
And if I'm wrong, that's okay. But I did want Howard to win this game. I did predict that. So this bracket that I have tacked to our little board here will probably, I don't know, I'll probably have to burn it if Wagner hangs on. But that's just the tip of the iceberg with what all is going on with sports today. And Joe, you mentioned this right before we went to the Fox News break. So yes. I'm going to let you take the lead here. You said that tomorrow could be one of the biggest days in sports.
It is the biggest day in the sports calendar. Do you know why?
Well, I've seen the script, so I have a decent idea.
Oh, I don't think you have any idea.
Oh, really?
Because it's not in the script.
Oh, really? Okay, oh. So yes, you really need to take the lead now. What could this possibly be about?
So we are in pro day season.
Yes.
Right? Where NFL scouts, general managers, coaches, they scour the country to meet with top prospects. As a matter of fact, UWF had their pro day today.
Yes,
and there were representatives from 18 NFL teams on the campus of UWF today.
And that's awesome.
I wish I would have known that ahead of time, because I probably would have gone out there, seen if there was a guy with a Bears jacket on, and then just peppered him with questions about trying to glean any information that I possibly could about where things are at. Right? He would not have been responsive or receptive to my line of questioning. But tomorrow, out in Los Angeles, is the pro day of Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And after
that's why I rolled my eyes the minute you said pro day.
Yeah,
I knew UWF wasn't the difference maker. It was Caleb Williams.
So, yes, the Chicago Bears, my Chicago Bears, my 2025 Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears will be have the full contingent out there to check in with our next franchise Super Bowl winning, MVP winning quarterback tomorrow.
Okay. Some other more important college football notes going on here. Clemson has filed a lawsuit against the ACC, citing its exit penalty is unconscionable and unenforceable. That's per ESPN's Pete Thamel. The school joins Florida State as the second to pursue legal action over both the conference's grant of rights and exit fees, and that throws the future of another Power 5 conference into further jeopardy. Hopefully they don't suffer a fate similar to that of the Pac-12. Also, ESPN will remain the exclusive home of the college football playoff through the 2031-32 season. The new deal is reportedly worth $7.8 billion. And as part of the agreement, the championship game will also air on ABC, starting with the 2026 and 27 season. And then this is what I thought you were going to be talking about.
All right.
The Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres will get the MLB season started early tomorrow morning in South Korea. First pitch for the game between National League West rivals is set for 5:05 a.m. And if you're up that early, you can catch it on ESPN. It will mark the Dodgers' debut of two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani, who puts Caleb Williams to shame.
Listen, I am a Shohei Ohtani stan as well, so I'm very much looking forward to that. Not going to be up at 5 a.m., though.
Understandable.
So I'll check the highlights.
I won't be either. Let's see. The NFL wide receivers will be the focus of Netflix's next NFL docuseries. The streamer announced that Receiver will premiere this summer following the success of Quarterback last year. The new series will spotlight stars like Detroit Lions' Amon-Ra St. Brown, Minnesota's Justin Jefferson, Las Vegas's Devontae Adams, and San Francisco's George Kittle and Deebo Samuel. And we also have some upsetting news here. A former NHL player and the boyfriend of tennis star Aryna Sabalenka is dead after an apparent suicide in Miami. Miami-Dade police confirmed that Konstantin Kaltsev appears to have jumped from a balcony at the St. Regis Bal Harbor Resort. Sabalenka still plans on playing at the Miami Open with her first match scheduled for Friday.
Yeah, but that's amazing in its own right.
Absolutely.
6:42 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our health, business, and science notes today. A pretty troubling story coming out of Chicago today, where a new study shows roughly 129,000 Chicago children under six have been exposed to lead in drinking water. That's about 70% of the total Chicago population under 6, according to JAMA Pediatrics. Additionally, the study finds 19% of those kids use unfiltered tap water as their primary source of drinking water.
And the biggest potential disruption to the real estate industry may be artificial intelligence bots. Experts predict that well-trained AI could potentially provide a better, more reliable service than most human brokers, and at a fraction of the cost. AI trained on the actions of very good brokers would be able to forward new listings to clients within seconds of them appearing, speed up the collection of documentation and payments needed for closings, all while answering questions in a conversational style 24 hours a day.
It's an interesting one right there.
For sure.
There's an alert out for measles across the country. Here's Lucinda Kay with more.
So far this year, the CDC says 58 cases of measles have hit in 17 states. That already equals all the cases reported in 2023.
It also spreads airborne, which means it can travel long distances. So if somebody with measles walks into a room of 100 people who are not immune, 90 of those 100 people will get measles.
That's Dr. Edmund Milder at Rady Children's Hospital talking to NBC 7. Once eradicated, the CDC is urging families once again to make sure they're vaccinated against measles. I'm Lucinda Kay.
And finally, the head of the FAA says Boeing must shift its focus to improving safety standards. Administrator Michael Whitaker said Boeing safety protocols are not what would be expected if safety is the first priority.
Whenever someone comes into the FAA to brief on their company, the first thing I expect is to talk about safety, because we all have to start there. If it's not safe, then the whole system is not working the way it should.
And those comments coming after the FAA conducted an audit of Boeing, which took place after the door plug on the 737 airplane Alaska Airlines blew out while in the air.
My goodness. Just about 6:45. Were you going to say something?
No, go for it.
Oh, all right. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There was only really one spot to note for this hour so far, and that is Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound, right in front of Gulf Breeze Hospital, we had an accident report there that was causing some minor backups in that immediate vicinity. However, it has seemingly cleared up. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Very good. Here's Alan.
The weather tonight will be clear and cool, with overnight lows falling mainly into the low 40s, a little cooler for some of the inland areas. Beautiful again on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Weather will be dry. It's late this week, Thursday night and Friday, that we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Looking at some pop culture notes today. You're a Seinfeld fan, aren't you? We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Seinfeld guy, right, but I do enjoy it on occasion. Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
The Yankees are gearing up for a special bobblehead giveaway this summer. They'll be honoring one of their most famous fictional employees with a George Costanza bobblehead doll giveaway. The first 18,000 fans who arrive at the stadium on July 5th for Seinfeld Night are eligible. The figurine shows George at bat on a pedestal, along with his fictional job title with the Yankees, assistant to the traveling secretary. I didn't watch much of Seinfeld, although I always did like, in any show, really, any show that alludes to sports in a way I would like. Yeah. And so I always liked the scenes where, you know, he would be talking with Steinbrenner, and of course Steinbrenner, the very anonymous figure, right? Because it was always like
his chair and
the chair
pointing
and turned around backwards.
Yeah. I know enough about Seinfeld to be familiar with that storyline, at least. The FBI has returned a pair of ruby slippers stolen from a Minnesota museum to their original owner. The agency confirmed yesterday that it returned the slippers that were worn in The Wizard of Oz to owner Michael Shaw during a ceremony last month at the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids. The FBI called the event a restoration of justice, though the ceremony was kept secret due to the ongoing investigation into the theft of the shoes.
Well, Travis Kelce could be preparing for his next act in life. Of course, he is a very popular podcast with his brother Jason, who just retired. Now, he has confirmed that he's coming back to the Chiefs for next season, but beyond that, it's kind of a question, because he's going to be 35 next year. He is reportedly in talks to host an Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader reboot with Amazon Prime. Of course, he's also had other, he's heavy in the commercials right now, and I'll expect that to continue next year for sure. According to Variety, the new version of the game would rely on celebrity guests rather than children, which I guess would be a little disappointing. Maybe just call it Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Yeah, well, it's the same bar we're trying to hit there. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie garnered more than 4.5 million views on Disney+. That's a record for any music film on the streaming service. According to Disney, Swifties watched over 16 million hours at a concert movie in just 3 days' time. That is unreal.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break there. Final recap of the day's top three stories, some wacky stories and good news to finish up a Tuesday edition of the program next.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked a lot about the Supreme Court oral arguments yesterday in the case between the Biden administration and the states of Missouri and Louisiana over the Biden administration trying to clamp down on what they called misinformation relating to COVID, what I would call difference of opinion and free speech. We also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about the Real-Time Crime Center. Also talked about Victor Ramos, a contestant from Pensacola on So You Think You Can Dance. You can watch his audition video on our Facebook page or listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. Very, very easygoing evening, it appears to be. We did have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you were traveling westbound, right in front of Gulf Breeze Hospital. It looks like there may still be the slightest bit of congestion there, but nothing that's going to hold you up for too long. And outside of that, it is smooth sailing on the roads.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s. Some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday, beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. You have a good evening. Thank you for your service today. Quick recap of today's top three stories as we wind down and send you on your way. The big story of the day involving the Supreme Court in Texas allowing the state today to enforce a new law giving police the power to arrest anybody they believe is in the country illegally. So yesterday, the Supreme Court allowed the law to proceed. Then it was immediately blocked after the White House sued. And then today, the court ruled the law can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts. Ultimately, this is going to work its way back up to the Supreme Court, where they will have to make a final determination. Top generals who oversaw the deadly withdrawal of Afghanistan say there is a lack of coordination and execution prep by the Biden White House back in 2021. Among those testifying in a House hearing today, former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley and former Central Command Commander General Kenneth McKenzie. Negotiations to reach a temporary ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are continuing, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week. Locally, Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference. The main discussion was that the investigation is continuing with the cyber attack from the weekend. 311 back up by yesterday evening. No interruption to the airport. 911. Pensacola police and fire. The primary issues right now having to do with billing and payments for Pensacola Energy as well as city sanitation. So that's the main hiccups right now. The city today not confirming whether any personal information was impacted, saying it's too early in their investigation. Some of the more wackier stuff as we wind down here. A 71-year-old man in Utah named Michael Roberts was arrested recently because he shot at six teenagers who ding-dong ditched his home. The teens told police they were scampering back to their car when the man walked out onto his porch and started firing at them. Fortunately, nobody was hit, but there were two significant dents to the passenger side rear door of the car. Michael told police they'd been ringing his doorbell for several weeks, and he admitted to firing a paintball-like gun. Now he says he didn't actually aim it at the kids, but he's now facing six counts of aggravated assault. Kind of a shame. Look, it's a couple of weeks that they've been doing this. You know, come on, knock it off. Okay, one time, whatever, but let the guy live his life. But I don't know. I don't know if a BB gun would have been okay or what, but apparently the paintball-like gun wasn't safe enough.
And the Irish Navy only has one active ship, strangely enough. Joe and I did not know that before today.
Yeah.
But last weekend, there was a call for the crew to help with a drug bust by intercepting a delivery of cocaine packages off the coast. There was just one problem. It was on St. Patrick's Day, of course. So they passed on the drug bust gig, and instead, the police had to turn to a team of divers for help. Maybe there's a wonderful explanation for why the ship couldn't help, but for now, we're just going to say you had one job. And I think that's literally one job. If you've only got one ship, you can't be
skirt
in too high of distress
when you're actually needed.
Yeah.
Despite the holiday. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I would be interested in learning more if there was a conversation between the government and the admiral or whoever was the skipper of this vessel. And seeing, like, all right, what are we doing here? What's going on? Yeah, it's our nation's biggest holiday, but come on, you got a job to do.
Yeah.
Looking at some good news, one local here, it was, if you were watching So You Think You Can Dance, I admittedly was not, but you may have seen a familiar face recently.
Can you tell us what your name is and where you're from?
My name is Victor Ramos. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I just like to dance.
You're 30?
Yeah.
Okay. This will be your last opportunity to audition for us.
It is. It's do or die.
Well, so Victor's performance impressed them, though, as he got three unanimous yeses, and they sent him forward to the competition, now into the callbacks round. And if he advances from there, he could earn a spot in the regular competition that makes up the majority of the show season. So best of luck to Victor moving forward there.
Absolutely. Good for him. A dad in New Hampshire accidentally threw out his daughter's favorite stuffed animal, but officials sifted through a ton of garbage at the dump and got it back to her. It went through a trash compactor, apparently, but luckily survived.
Yeah, this is now one of my worst daymares of doing this, where my daughter, who just recently, this weekend, got her first Squishmallow.
You're in luck.
She knew about this because the prior weekend we were at my niece's birthday party, and she has a full complement of Squishmallows, and of course, what's one more? So right. That was what my wife got her, one of the giant ones. And so Miha saw that and said, "That's just the best thing I've ever seen in my life." So she was, you know, laying her head on it and smiling and giggling and everything. So we went to Target on Saturday after dinner, and we picked out what, you know, probably like the pink and yellow girly Squishmallows that we saw. We let her choose by holding up each one, and then whatever her reaction was strongest is the one that we gave her. So, of course, it was the bigger one, more expensive, probably not the last time that that will happen in her life.
Well, if that goes to a trash compactor, though, it should be fine. I would assume that's one of those items.
That's another reason why we went that route.
Absolutely. And a local news station in Salem, Oregon, profiled a World War II vet who's 98 and still volunteers for Meals on Wheels. Someone told him he's a hero for doing it, and his response was, "If that's what it takes to be a hero, we need more." So there's some wisdom for
putting
you to
me
think
to shame.
About.
Putting me to shame.
Oh,
I'm 37
sure.
And not doing anything like that. I do volunteer. I do serve at church a lot, so I guess that's
something.
Yeah, that's my excuse. 6:59. That'll do it for us on a Tuesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you then. Pensacola, right now.